Hello, we're starting our lesson from inner work. The first article is from Shamati, article 213, acknowledging the desire. You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info and you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired. Rav Lightman, please.
What can I say before our lesson? From day to day, we feel how we are in greater and greater pressures, unique pressures coming from above, from the Creator, as a revelation of the deficiency, a revelation of the pressure upon all of us around Earth. And we need to give the appropriate answer for this awakening that the Creator is giving us, this awakening from above, and how we respond to it from below, in an awakening from below. And to thank for not being like animals, but rather the Creator wants to arrange us such that we will come closer to Him and be people who are similar to Him. So day after day, when we get to know what we've been through since yesterday, we see that we go through states that are probably very serious. We see even externally how this pandemic, this virus is being disclosed more and more. Our situation is appearing worse and worse economically, politically, socially. All these states are just deteriorating, and this is good, because through this we discover how everything we built previously in our egoistic desire has no right to exist probably in the next world that's arriving. This is why it's being revealed this way to us and obligating us to think of the changes that we will need to go through, that we will want to go through. This is why all our study takes on now also a different measure, a different weight. Maybe at first it was theoretically without concepts of time and pressure. Today it's not. Today it's on the contrary. Every day the Creator awakens us through new pressures upon us, and we need to hurry up with our corrections. And our correction mostly is through connection. And we will try also during the lesson and also during the day to attain the power, a new power of connection, a new degree of connection, both in quantity and power and also in quality. And in this way we will come to a state in which we, even before tomorrow comes with the revelation of new pressures from this pandemic, we're already ready. We'll be already ready for this in the connection between us, such that we will see how we are hastening time and not that time is pressing and hastening us. As it's written, Israel hasten times. So let us try and be like that. We'll try to come to the right form of tomorrow before all kinds of sufferings and problems obligate us to do so. So more towards connection and towards prayer from the connection between us to the Creator, for Him to help us be together, similar to Him, close to Him. We are already for a long time in a process, but we were individuals. Let us try and understand and feel and believe too to our teachers that this common prayer is what awakens the upper force to bestow upon us. Because we exist for him only if we are united as one man and one heart. So let's try. Please.
Shemati 213, acknowledging the desire. The basic primary principle is to increase the need. For this is the basis upon which the whole structure is built, and the strength of the building is measured by the strength of its foundation. Many things compel one to labor, but they do not aim at the cause. Therefore, the foundation impairs the whole structure. Although from lo lishma we come to lishma, it still requires a long time before one returns to the goal. Therefore, one must see that the goal is always before his eyes, as it is written in Set Table, the Jewish code of law, I see the Lord before me always, and one who stays home is unlike one who stands before the king. He who believes in the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of his glory, is filled with fear and love, and needs no preparations or observation, only to completely nullify before the king from his very nature. Just as we see in corporeality, that he who truly loves his friend thinks only of the best of his friend and avoids anything that is not beneficial to his friend. And all this is done without any calculation, and it does not require a great mind, since it is as natural as a mother's love for her child, who only wants to benefit her child. She needs no preparations or intellect to love her child. Since a natural thing does not require an intellect that will assert it, but it is done by the senses themselves. The senses themselves are devoted, since this is how it is in nature. As due to the love for something, they give their soul until they achieve the goal. And as long as they do not achieve, their lives are not a life. Thus, whoever feels, as it is written in Shulchan Aruch, that for him it is similar, etc., he is certainly in completeness, meaning that he has faith. And as long as one does not feel he is standing before the king, then one is the opposite. Hence, one should see that servitude is first and foremost. One must regret not having sufficient faith, as the lack of faith is his foundation. And he should pray for labor and desire to feel that want. For if he has no lack, it means he has no kli to receive the filling. One must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, and that he, too, will be delivered in complete faith. We'll read again. Shemati 213, acknowledging the desire. The basic primary principle is to increase the need. For this is the basis upon which the whole structure is built. And the strength of the building is measured by the strength of its foundation. Many things compel one to labor, but they do not aim at the cause. Therefore, the foundation impairs the whole structure. Although from lo lishma we come to lishma, it still requires a long time before one returns to the goal. Therefore, one must see that the goal is always before his eyes. As it is written in Shulchan Aruch, I see the Lord before me always. And one who stays home is unlike one who stands before the king. He who believes in the existence of a creator, that the whole earth is full of his glory, is filled with fear and love, and needs no preparations or observation, only to completely nullify before the king from his very nature. Just as we see in corporeality, that he who truly loves his friend thinks only of the best of his friend and avoids anything that is not beneficial to his friend. All this is done without any calculation, and it does not require a great mind, since it is as natural as a mother's love for her child, who only wants to benefit her child. She needs no preparations or intellect to love her child, since a natural thing does not require an intellect that will assert it, but it is done by the senses themselves. The senses themselves are devoted, since this is how it is in nature. As due to the love for something, they give their soul until they achieve the goal. And as long as they do not achieve, their lives are not a life. Thus, whoever feels, as it is written in Shulchan Aruch, that for him it is similar, etc., he is certainly in completeness, meaning that he has faith. As long as one does not feel that he is standing before the king, then one is the opposite. Hence, one should see that servitude is first and foremost. One must regret not having sufficient faith, as the lack of faith is his foundation, and he should pray for labor and desire to feel that want. For if he has no lack, it means he has no kli to receive the filling. One must believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, and that he too will be delivered in complete faith.
Questions?
Kiev, Vant.
Да, дорогой учитель, а что значит стоящий перед царем и как правильно это представлять, вот то, что он пишет здесь?
Yes, dear teacher, what does it mean one who stands before the king and how to visualize that?
It's like it seems to you that you are at the presence of the creator. And how do you measure that, check that, to the extent in which you're operating just in order to bring him contentment. And the fact that you stand before the Creator, that you feel him, that you are before him in his environment, in his bestowal, that sensation is called faith. And according to the extent of faith that you feel the presence of the Creator, according to that extent, you can do the right actions. And vice versa. If you feel that you're not under the influence of the Creator, in the presence of the Creator, then all your actions are actions that come to you from your nature, from the other side. From the ego. Hence, all our work is how we will discover ourselves being under the influence of the Creator before Him. And then we are certain that only this bestowal from Him defines, decides all our deeds towards Him and thoughts towards Him. And I won't fall for sure into my thoughts and desires of the other side, as we call it, the evil inclination, which thinks only of oneself. That's our actual work. That's what we need a group for, and everything that we, well, everything we engage in, all together in order to bring us closer to the Creator, all the way to feeling that He is bestowing upon us, and don't leave the area where He is under His influence, and that will help us advance more and more towards Him. This is what we all together need to do, to enter a field which the Creator has blessed, meaning to enter a field, like a magnetic field. And then when I'm under that field, inside that field, the Creator decides what I do. And I will always do the right things more and more from time to time to be similar to Him, to resemble Him. It's called to grow up as an Adam.
And the field is in the ten?
Yes, the field we establish in the ten. That's where He is, where it is. Well, only to the extent in which we stabilize this ten, we discover this field between us. This is considered that the Creator brings a person to the good fate and says, take. He says to him, take it. Meaning if you establish yourself with the friends together, then it's certain that in this you are attaining bestowal from me because I'm revealed in the ten. And then when you're in the ten, as much as you are in a greater connection, then you are already assured that my bestowal will keep you and advance you only towards resembling me. Please, Italy too.
Come può l'amico continuare il percorso se non vede più lo scopo con la sua fede?
How can the friend continue on the path and find his faith?
Only through connecting with his friends, as we talked about. There is no other possibility. It simply doesn't exist. You can do whatever you want. You can learn for 1,000 years. You can do all kinds of actions. There once were possibilities. But now, when we are already in the end of the corrections, towards the end of correction, there is no chance of succeeding alone. Once it was so. When they, also, there was one or two next to each of them. But today it's impossible. You see, the blow that comes now, this pandemic, it comes upon all of humanity, to all of humanity. There's not a corner within humanity that is not harmed by this. Why? Because everyone needs to awaken to one action, eventually towards connection. And it is clear to us day after day, more and more, how this has to be. And we already thought it would be over, it's over, it's going to be done with nothing. It will end in the end of correction. This will be over at the end of correction. This is considered that we are in the last generation. That's it. Now we only have one path towards more connection between us, and as much as possible, understand that this is what our good future depends upon. And if we don't invest forces in this, then from above we'll be given these forces. And it will be towards suffering and great toil. Because the Creator doesn't give a medicine. He needs to give us the blows so that we understand what we're missing in our work in order to come to the correction. It's not our problem to be connected. This he can do to us with one tiny little action. Our problem is that we need to understand what it means to be disconnected, how necessary it is to be connected, how much we need to want on our own to be connected upon the disconnect between us, which is the aviut, the coarseness, which is the disconnect between us. And above that, the prayer for connection and for us to receive forces from him to rise above the gaps between us, that abyss that's between us, and we will develop connections above the abyss between us. And when we build such connections, by that we are building the correct kli, the aviut and restriction and masach, ochozer, and we begin to work with the Creator together, above our egos. And then this is called, what we are building is called the tower that blossoms in the air, that hovers in the air.
Belarus.
Доброе утро. Товарищ попросил задать вопрос, у него проблема с микрофоном. Что значит сожалеть об недостатке веры, сожалеть о том...
I'll ask a question on behalf of a friend who has a problem with his microphone. What does it mean to be sorry for the lack of faith?
Being sorry for a lack of faith is to be sorry for not having the force of bestowal. That I'm not capable of being a bestower. That I'm not capable of rising above my ego, which is constantly pulling me downwards to all kinds of engagements that are earthly and all kinds of fillings of all kinds of pleasures, beastly pleasures, and so on. So I need to try each time to be above that and not to expect it for it to be over or disappear. On the contrary, everyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And the more we advance, we will rise tomorrow in the morning. I'll wake up, and the moment I wake up, I will have again questions and desires of such earthly manner and whatnot. And it's like that, more and more and more, and I will try during the day to work on this, and the next day I will wake up and I'll have even greater disturbances. And like this, until I come to the final implementation, meaning that all the desires, all the thoughts, these beastly thoughts of this world will already come to a state in which I am tearing off my connection with them and connect to the ten fully. We need to see in all these states forward steps towards the end of correction. But they're like this.
Spain 1.
Buenos días. ¿Cómo estás? Seguro que siempre tenemos la meta frente a nuestros ojos y no otra cosa.
How can we know that the goal is always in front of us, in front of our eyes, and we have nothing else?
To know, according to the fact that the group is before you, that you're holding on to the connection with them, according to the fact that you're holding on to this group with your hands like this, you're holding them so that they will be with you. Only that, that connection that you have with the Creator, that connection that you have with the upper, or the eternal world, the connection that you have with your degree of Adam in you, and if you leave them, you fall. You completely leave spirituality. This is how it is. There is nothing we can do about it. We have to understand that, as it's written, either the group, the friends, or death. Baltia 3.
Morning, Rav. Still, there's a desire to ask, why is it built in such a way that the Creator doesn't let us advance?
We cannot see our advancement towards the purpose of our life, because that would weaken us. It would enter our ego, our will to receive, and then we will feel that we can work in order to receive reward. A reward in which we see how we're advancing. And then this advancement will be corporeal advancement and not spiritual advancement.
Where is the test of the progress?
The test of us advancing is in the group. The more and more I feel my devotion to the ten. Bulgaria 1.
Как практически усиливаем желание товарищей включиться в десятки?
How can we practically strengthen the friend's desire to integrate in the ten?
How will we awaken? And we need to awaken endlessly all the time, meaning a day starts and I'm again and again thinking, how do I awaken my whole ten? And that's how each in the ten needs to think all the time, how he awakens the whole ten. How are we connected together more? And how are we waking each and every one of us and all of us together more? That's our work. That's it. Now what to do? Do all that you can do. Simply everything that you think that could benefit. Talk with the friends, awaken them, take an example from them, and so forth. We are still not investing our forces in this. We're not investing. Each of us can nevertheless yet disconnect from his self-concern and to think that he is altogether his connection with the society. The spiritual me is not me. It's my connection inside the society. I need to think about the society and how much I'm awakening them, sustaining them, embracing them, uniting them. That's called the I. The spiritual I. And that's what I need to think about. Meaning I'm not thinking about the unit of me, but how I'm incorporated in them. Only in this way it works. Because a person needs to dissipate inside the ten. And the more he makes a zero of himself, like Rabash writes in the social writings, according to that, he will advance. Hungary.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
Lo.
No.
No.
No. No.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, we hear you now.
Is it better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. So, how can and we help each other that we need to use the ego to create envy, to inspire each other, that we don't have to be angels in the ten, but at the moment we can inspire each other through this game, through envy, using the ego as well. Thank you.
I think the best thing to do is to take the social writings of Rabash, an article a day, read it several times a day, and to try during all the hours of the day to implement it in the whole society. And talk only about that. Think only about that. Very simple. not about anything else. Talk only about this. Let's do this from today. At the end of the lesson, we'll read an article from Rabash about the society, all of us together, and then read it a few more times a day, as much as you can, and talk only about the topic that's in that article. All the time. Also, each of you thinks about it, and also everyone talks and thinks about it. All over the world, all our friends, in all the groups, in all the tents. Also men, and also women, everyone. Let's see how such a common action around the article of our t-shirt will help. Okay.
Киев-2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Скажите, по мере усилий растет наш...
Hello, Rav. To the extent of the effort, our ego grows. How to discern between pride and confidence?
The difference is whether you integrated or not in the ten. If you're not integrated, it's pride. And if you are, it's confidence. Because confidence comes from the environment.
Salt Lake City.
That state you describe, where he completely restricts the corporeal desires and thoughts, is that the first spiritual degree, or is that considered the end of correction?
Thank you.
No, that's the beginning. That's the beginning. Everything starts from the tzimtzum, from the restriction.
First of all, Rav, if you want, we can already start with a social article, if you want that.
No. Before we go out to our day, at the end of the lesson, leave us some time for this article. At the end of the lesson, we will read, and then we will bid farewell and engage in that all day long in the tents.
Okay, we'll send an article. Secondly, I wanted to ask, I heard you before say that to this day, our progress was as individuals. So what is that transition that we begin to advance as tens?
Where I feel from day to day how we in our tens are more and more concentrated, become more tight to one another in our thoughts, in desires, in our tendencies, more and more. That's it. I'm not saying that we didn't do thus far any actions. Also, when we even talk about such things, it's already a sign that we've advanced towards this. However, to do in practically in our feelings such stages that we will truly feel spiritually how close we are to one another, how the ten becomes for me a great thing. I don't know how to say.
No.
Ikari.
The major thing. The one that decides. This is what decides. When I wake up in the morning, this is what I think about. And not what I feel, but we. Do you understand? That's already coming to a state in which the ten influences us from above.
How does this change happen from my lack to the ten's lack?
By us giving our forces to the ten and wanting to incorporate ourselves there and for our soul to be there. Because in truth, it's the soul. The ten is our soul. Each and every one of us is just a component of the soul.
Chelek, element.
A part, an element. And that's why this is how we have to think. And this is how it slowly, slowly, in such exercises, we move ourselves from towards the ten in such a way that we feel in it there is authority, force, and that it exists. And we on our own don't exist. Simply that's what happens. That each of us, apart in the corporeal world, we connect together. Immediately you have the reality of the ten, which is the spiritual world.
So it's like it follows that all our hopes should be in the ten and not everyone but himself.
Certainly.
That this is what we promote.
Yes, that's why I said that. Until today, we are still in the time of preparation.
Ken.
Charlie Sean?
Yes.
Ken.
Can I ask?
Yes.
I want to ask about the pandemic that you started with, the lesson with, this global pandemic, that we see that the pressure is mounting every day, but it also seems like it's we can't win over it.
Need. Wait, we? What, do you want it to disappear?
So exactly what do we want? What do we want from this thing?
Tell me, if we accept that everything that comes from the Creator is a remedy, how could you throw out this remedy that the Creator is bringing you? How could it be that you're disregarding something that He's doing? You just need to see what your correct response should be. Our response needs to be distancing from one another egotistically, like the doctors are truly saying that it needs to be, and to come closer to one another internally, despite the distances between us. Look how we exist. The world, Bnei Baruch. We don't meet together. And we're not saying meet, but rather keep the distance. On one hand. On the other hand, we're saying we have to be as one man in one heart. We have to be constantly connected between us, caring for one another, spiritually, so that we will truly be in one heart. If humanity were to somewhat exists in this way, then not a pandemic. First of all, what do you need this blow for? We don't need anything. We would already be corrected somewhat.
As a result of the connections between us and the efforts to be one heart in the world, Kli, what result in the world do we wish to see?
We wish just one thing for the world, to understand what is upon us to do in the right way, and not that this blow will pass. It comes from the force of the good that does good. And then we need to respond correctly. It's considered that we received the medicine in the right way, and it is a medicine, and not a blow. The difference is in the relations, the attitude between us and what happens. That's why it's written, the Creator, in what He blows, He heals.
We want the virus to disappear or stay?
I want it to perform its job on me. Whether it will be or not, I don't care.
What exactly is our qualitative addition every day on top of these pressures?
That we want to be disconnected from one another bodily in order to be connected to one another emotionally, spiritually. That's why they're saying about this pandemic that'll be another year or 2 years, and who knows how the world will be completely different after that. Completely different. Some businesses will fall, and these will exist, and these relations between people will exist, and those relations will fall, and so on and so forth.
So we don't need to expect any result in the world.
I can't expect any result in the world because anything I can depict to myself is an egoistic old form. And I'm not allowed to repeat it. As it was corrupted, and that's why it brought this remedy, this medicine, this blow, this pandemic. That's why I can't expect anything that I could draw to myself and say, oh, this is how humanity needs to be. Or, no, it needs to be this way. No. I can only say one thing. The egoistic connection, as much as it will disconnect between us, it's better. And the altruistic virtual connection between us, and not virtual, virtual sounds as if it's a, it doesn't say about the quality of the connection, but the good connection, the altruistic connection of love should exist, should be born and exist. That's how it needs to be. And that's considered that we are slowly, slowly disconnecting from the world of matter and moving to the world of spirit.
What's the role of the virtual connection in this transition?
To do this transition from the corporeal connection between us to a spiritual altruistic connection between us. So those virtual connections are helping us, they're helping us create such connections. Where we stop feeling a bodily connection between us. For what? I see you now. I see how many thousands of faces. What do I need to see these faces for? It would be better if I were to see the souls, the desires of each and every one. And for us all, you see, instead of the many, many, many faces, this whole mosaic, I would see one connected desire. That's it. And then we can see how the Creator is revealed inside that desire. That I didn't draw.
Okay, so we're going to see more and more systems of humanity that are moving into the virtual world, education, work, government, everything.
I'm not giving solutions and forms to systems of this world and how they need to be. We need to build them from our understanding in the right new connection, which is an altruistic favoring the good and beneficial to each other between us, and this is what we will go towards. If we don't go Israel, the light and the Creator are one, then all the things, even the altruistic things that you build, will fall and will only disclose the lacks in them. It'll be like in Russia, in the revolutions there, as well as everything that happened there with the KGB, etc. Do you understand?
All Antoine.
Rough. Baal Shalom writes in the article, although from low lishma we come to lishma, it still requires a long time before we return to the goal. So still requires a long time. Why is this a long time, and how to shorten this time?
Through the connection between us, we can shorten times. As it is written, Israel, those who yearn for the goal, sanctify the times. They shorten the times. And therefore, I don't think that time needs to be here as some non-functional topic on its own. It all depends on how we, in this compression, this pressure between us in connection, in this tendency to being connected together, we erase the concept of time.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Товарищ спрашивает, Объединение в десятке является целью или средством?
Rav, a friend is asking, the connection in the ten is the goal or the means for the attainment of the goal?
It's written from the love of the created being to the love of the creator. And the purpose of creation is adhesion with the creator, as Baruch Salam wrote. Explain that to your friends. Such questions, I didn't expect to hear.
Good morning, teacher. After the lesson, we build a prayer with the whole 10, and we update it once an hour, and recently it gave us a feeling of common work, working together, having common force. I used to always complain in the past, and now I feel like the prayer is common. It's not a personal complaint. And now you say, let's move to a common work, and everything collapsed.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What am I canceling from what was before, and what am I saying that needs to be done now new? Explain to me what was and what am I saying that's not needed, and what I'm saying that needs to be in its place. It seems to me that you are completely confused. Check it really well, and then ask again.
Bulgaria 1.
Oh, no question. Sorry. Very well. So we are going to Kharkov.
Is the sense that the feeling that in the ascent one can recognize himself in the ten, is that the face of the Creator, and in the descent the Creator takes the ability away from the person, and only in the connection with the ten can a person recover it, and that's how it repeats in cycles?
You're saying it correctly, but why are you saying it? What are you asking?
Я хотел подтвердить, правильно ли такое ощущение.
Аз, как халомрим? Хракшила. Кена Марта.
So we don't say like that. Only a question. Yes, you said correct. But don't say like that ever again.
Амарта нахон.
You said it right.
Latin 5.
Very well. Latin 5.
Шалом рав. Una pregunta de un amigo de la escena.
Шела хавер басерия.
A question of a friend from the 10.
Pandemia internamente al tratar de conectarnos con la escena.
How should we relate to the pandemic from our attempt to connect internally in the 10?
We connect to the 10. In order to create a positive force, and by this positive force, help the whole world move from a state of illness to a state of health, where the state of the illness is the disconnection of each and every person from another, and the state of health is the correct connection between each and every one and everyone. And this is what I expect to happen also in my 10, and also in where we want to bestow to all of humanity. Okay.
Piti Hamesh.
PT5.
כן, אם חסרון אמונה הוא הכלי,
If the lack of faith is the kli, then how the fulfillment, the acquiring faith, how does it not cancel the kli?
How could it be? What is filling for the kli of faith? The light of chasadim. And then in the light of chasadim already, there are additional actions, so that in the light of chasadim also, the light of chokhmah will be revealed, which is already in receiving in order to bestow. This is already work with our ego and joining it and working above it. That's already, but a kli of faith is a kli that since Bina, that rises in the Malchut, and then the light of Chasadim fills the desires, and can fill them only in Aviyut of Shoresh Aleph and Bet, from Malchut to Bina.
If a person has a deficiency, then in what way the light of Chasadim doesn't cancel this deficiency? How can that be?
The light of chasadim makes the deficiency in the right direction towards bestowal. And then it's called the correction of the deficiency. The Bultersiv doesn't get cancelled. Only its intention in order to receive is cancelled. And it can work in Aviyut Shoresh Aleph Bet in order to bestow. But not upon Aviyut Gimel and Dalet. There, it's not capable still.
The lack of faith should be felt in the vessel of the ten or the person.
In a person himself, but towards the ten. Where does one see his bestowal?
No.
No?
No, okay, it seems to solve it.
Good, PT 18.
The more I work in the connection with the ten and invest in the friends, and the more the friends do it, the chain that used to connect me to the ten becomes just a thin thread that can be torn at any moment. How do I change this this process, not to anger and criticism to the friends, but to greater love of friends?
I don't know, but your criticism and anger, just throw it out already. I don't know. What's the source of it? I don't understand. What's the source of it? I'll tell you a secret. Believe me that you're being held in your ten by grace. That's it. Think that way. That they want to throw you out, but by force they're holding themselves to not throw you out. With all your complaints towards the ten. I don't understand why you have so many complaints towards them. What's this?
Toronto 1.
Эго, вот мы говорим. Он дает новые желания эгоистические.
We are talking about the ego. The creator gives us new egoistic desires or intentions.
Both the desire and the intention come from the ego. Харьков. That's it. Харьков.
Кварая.
They were already. Okay, Rehovot.
Rav, אפשר בבקשה עוד פעם לדייק ממה מורכב ומתפתח חיסרון?
Rav, can you once again clarify how does the main lack develops, which is the foundation?
The correct lack develops because a person is capable of canceling his ego somewhat towards the friends. And when he tries to do this, he turns to the Creator for the Creator to help him do this. So there's a person here who wants to nullify himself before the friends. He sees that it's impossible. So he turns to the Creator to help him with that. And then you have a person, the group, the Creator. And a person asks the Creator to help him be connected to care for the society, etc. And in such a way, he succeeds. And then his connection with the society, with the ten, will be exactly as his request for the Creator. And then it turns out that the Creator is the one that binds them together, the person and the ten. And he is as a witness that holds on to this connection, that sustains it. I hope that you heard. And this is how we need to advance. This is called Israel, the light and the Creator are one.
Piti Arba.
Piti 4.
The fact that the intention changes, it's not supposed to change the desire, right?
No, נגיד שלא. Well,
let's say that no. But the intention changes the usage of the desire. All our desires remain. We can't do anything with them. The worst possible desires, the best possible desires, doesn't matter which ones, we can't erase them. We can't do anything with them. Only to change their usage, to restrict them, or even after the restriction, erect them to a new use.
What's the new use?
In order to bestow.
Where does it manifest, happen? Because if the desire doesn't change and only the intention did, do you see the change? Where do you see the change? In a corporeal way, the desire? Because I can't understand what is changing.
What changes is your intention of that desire, as much as you want to rise above it, so it doesn't bother you to come closer to the friends. Then you awaken these deficiencies and want specifically by them to connect to the friends.
But the fact that I'm now using them to connect to the friends, working with these desires in a way that I didn't work with them before?
Right, of course. Because altogether, the use of the desires are to come closer to bestow to them. You didn't have that before that. You had it the opposite of that.
So the result does happen in something I can see or pay attention to or point to?
Mikhail, I can't talk anymore. Think. It's really not to the point. Let's think first. What are we doing next, sir?
Shamati 215 concerning faith, or moving to the introduction.
Okay, Shamati.
All right, Shamati 215 concerning faith. Again, Shamati 215 concerning faith. Faith, specifically, is pure work, since the will to receive does not participate in this work. Moreover, the will to receive resists it. The nature of that desire is only to work in a place that it sees and knows. But above reason is not so. Hence, in this manner, the dvekut, adhesion, can be complete, since there is an element of equivalence here, meaning it is actually to bestow. Therefore, when this basis is fixed and exists in him, even when receiving good influences, he considers it an atra'a, Aramaic warning, which in Gematria is Torah. And there should be fear with this Torah, meaning he should see that he does not receive any support or assistance from the Torah, but from faith. And even when he already considers it superfluous, because he already is receiving from the quality of a pleasant land, he should believe that this is the truth. This is the meaning of "and all believe that he is a God of faith," since specifically through faith can he maintain the degree. We'll read again Shamati 215 concerning faith. Faith specifically is pure work. Since the will to receive does not participate in this work, moreover, the will to receive resists it. The nature of that desire is only to work in a place that it sees and knows. But above reason is not so. Hence, in this manner, the dvikut can be complete, since there is an element of equivalence here, meaning it is actually to bestow. Therefore, when this basis is fixed and exists in him, even when receiving good influences, he considers it and Atreya, Aramaic for warning, which in Gematria is Torah, and there should be fear with this Torah, meaning he should see that he does not receive any support or assistance from the Torah, but from faith. And even when he already considers it superfluous, because he is already receiving from the quality of a pleasant land, he should believe that this is the truth. This is the meaning of "and all believe that he is a God of faith," since specifically through faith can he maintain the degree.
Yesh kan baya.
There's a problem here. How we can understand what faith is here. It's impossible. That's why this is a problem. He says faith specifically is pure work. What does it mean, pure? Because the will to receive does not participate in this work. There's no will to receive in faith. Moreover, the will to receive resists it. And to the extent in which it resists, a person can develop within him, by himself, the degree of faith. According to the contradiction of the will to receive, or the nature of this desire to receive, is only to work in a place that he sees and knows. But above reason, it is not so. When a person goes opposite that, he builds the degree of faith, the place of faith, meaning the state in which he can develop faith is that the will to receive resists and doesn't want to be in this, doesn't understand, doesn't feel, with all his force, doesn't support it. Then, therefore, in this manner, the dvikut can be complete. If a person rises above his will to receive, and to the extent in which the desire resists, he can rise even higher, since there's an element of equivalence here, meaning that it is truly, actually, to bestow. That's why when this basis is fixed and exists in him, this will to bestow, against the will to receive, not taking into account any proof that appear real to our eyes, even when receiving good influences, he considers it as atreya. What does it mean, this warning? Because in Gematria, it is Torah. What does this mean? That through the Torah, there needs to be the degree of mura, of fear, meaning in an opposite way of his intellect, meaning he needs to see that he won't receive any support or assistance from the Torah, but from the matter of faith. So there is a kind of, in the Torah and faith, a certain oppositeness and a contradiction. And even when he already considers it as superfluous, meaning because he already received it from the quality of the pleasant land, one should believe that this is the truth. And this is the meaning of, and all believe that he is the God of faith. Specifically through the faith, he can maintain the degree, the attainment, this pleasance. Well, it means that certainly, well, you could say, how could it be that faith is against the Torah? Right? Because Torah is revelation. And faith is the opposite. Questions we don't have so much. Because this is a thing that is still not so scrutinized for us. Very well. Rechovot.
Good morning, dear Rav. We say, with God's help, but we also say, it also says, don't rely on help from above, rely on faith. How does it coincide?
The faith comes from the help from above.
Gracias, Rav. La pregunta es,
thank you, Rav. The question is,
Y estas situaciones favorables, ¿cómo las debo trabajar? No entiendo cómo trabajar con estas situaciones favorables y qué son estas situaciones favorables. Ahí está.
It's unclear to me how we need to work with these states that are the same states and how to work with them.
I agree with you in everything that you said, in everything, because it's still really not yet clear to us how we come to the force of faith and how we work with this force above reason, in contradiction to knowledge and so forth. It's not yet stabilized in us. We will continue in the work in the group, and then from there we will start to understand these things practically. Practically. If I prefer to be in connection with the Ten over being alone, if I receive the opinion of the Ten in place of my own, that stabilizes me correctly in how to relate to faith above reason.
Rav, if I can add, he's mostly relating to the good influences. So, as it says here, even if he receives good influences, it's still considered as warning for him, which is in Gematria Torah.
Yes, yes, because he wants to be above that in the faith. Moscow 5.
Добро в данной статье означает свет, возвращающий к источнику.
The good in this article is the light that reforms.
What do you say?
Is the good in this article refers to the light that reforms?
Right, of course. Only for the time being, it's the light that brings faith to a person. But it's already towards approximation, closening to the Creator. Oren, let's move to something new. These are things that are, it's a very short article. It's also not an article. You see, Shamati, meaning Bala Sulam said between him and him in some situation. So where are we going to?
Do we want something else about inner work, or we want to go on to the introductions?
The introduction to this.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, we'll hear a melody together.